I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. China and the U.S. began discussions today on human rights. These talks come amid a Chinese crackdown on dissent. One flashpoint is Tibet. In the past month, Beijing has clamped down hard on protests at a Tibetan monastery. Several people have died. Over the years, many Tibetans have fled China, thousands to neighboring Nepal. But now Nepal wants to improve relations with Beijing, and that can spell trouble for Nepal's Tibetan refugees. The World's Mary Kay Magsad reports from the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu.
For many Tibetans, March 10th is a date to remember. It's when the Dalai Lama fled to India in 1959 to escape Chinese attempts to co-opt him. This was the commemoration by Tibetans in Kathmandu on March 10th of this year. A petite 36-year-old woman named Sering Jolkar says it was one of many times she's been roughed up by Nepalese police. She says, I'm used to getting beaten up and detained, but I keep protesting because I want the world to hear how desperate we feel about the situation in Tibet. Jolkar was born in Tibet. She says she went to a Chinese school, had Chinese friends, and didn't think much about politics until as a teenager she saw Chinese tanks and military police putting down a protest. Much like what's been happening over the past month at the Kirti Tibetan Monastery in Sichuan, after a young monk there set himself on fire in protest. This sound is from a video shot there in recent days. The Chinese state news agency Xinhua says the government is conducting a legal education campaign at what it calls this troublesome monastery. Kirti monks have long protested Chinese government's attempts to limit the use of the Tibetan language in education and to get them to denounce the Dalai Lama. And China's crackdown on Tibetans has spilled across the border into Nepal, says Sering Dundop. He's a settlement officer for a Tibetan community refugee office in Kathmandu.
Tibetans living in Kathmandu is more uneasy feeling. They're stopping our prayer sessions, also police come in, so these things are disturbing to us.
And as a long-term Tibetan exile in Kathmandu, he believes he knows why.
China's frequently send the delegations to Nepal. Anytime they come in, they always raise issue that Nepal government should stop the Tibetans against the China in Nepal.
One of the most recent delegations was headed by China's top general. He brought a generous offering of military aid. Prashant Jha, a political columnist for the Nepali Times newspaper, says China has been strengthening ties with Nepal in multiple ways ever since protests broke out in 2008 in the Tibetan capital Lhasa and in Kathmandu.
Even when protests were quelled in Lhasa, the protests continued here, and the images from here were beamed across the world. That was quite embarrassing for China. And China then decided that they had to keep hammering this point to each successive Nepali administration that China had grave security interests here, and they wanted the Nepal government to be serious about it.
And the Nepalese government is, says former Home Minister and current Member of Parliament, Bhim Rawal.
Nepal is in a very difficult geopolitical situation. We have two big neighbors. We have to maintain a delicate balance. We ourselves in a very difficult, sensitive transition. Despite all these difficulties, we are providing asylum to those refugees. The Nepal government has to ask every refugee, including the Tibetan refugees, to live quietly according to our rules and regulations in Nepal. Because the Nepal cannot afford to let any refugees to use our soil against any neighbors. Because it is not in the interest of Nepal and Nepali people.
What is in Nepal's interest, the government feels, is to tap into some of China's economic success. Some politicians also see China as a useful counterweight against India's long-term influence, and they don't want the 15,000 Tibetan refugees now in Nepal to get in the way of that relationship. Nepalese politicians know that if they want to get a piece of China's economic action, they've got to keep Tibetans on their soil quiet. Religious celebrations, like this one, are okay. But the days when Tibetan exiles could count on having a voice in Kathmandu seem to be coming to an end. Not only are their protests more tightly monitored, this year they weren't allowed to vote for their prime minister in exile. Even that was considered an act against China. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Kathmandu, Nepal.